Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, November 16th. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 7:30 for Superior Sunrise, 8 a.m. for the actual auction, offering 26,532 head. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com to check out the video of the cattle and get more information about the animals being sold, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of harvest! Wizards of weed! Cotton conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
Well, exciting news coming out of the 2023 Oklahoma Farm Bureau annual meeting, as American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval announced that they're going to be bringing the 2028 convention to Oklahoma City.
Well, that's our intention. We've chosen the site. Now all the hard work goes into trying to put all the contracts together and make it a reality. So, you know, we announced it, but we still got a lot of work to do to get there.
Regarding the 2023 Farm Bill, Duval talked about how an extension has been acknowledged.
It has, and we're acceptable to that. But we're not going to let up on the pressure. It is absolutely crucial that our farmers and ranchers continue to put pressure on and make Congress understand the urgency of getting this farm bill done, and no later than the first quarter of the year.
Duval said, among other issues, research and development dollars also need to be addressed.
It starts out with risk management tools within crop insurance and Title I. We think Title I needs to be modernized. We think it doesn't really reflect the true cost of production. In doing that, if we could do that, it would make it a true safety net. And then, of course, crop insurance, we'd like to see it expanded to all commodities. If a farmer's out there taking that risk to grow a commodity, he should be able to buy risk management too. And this is something that not only American people make an investment in, but the farmer himself has skin in the game in crop insurance. And then research and development dollars need to be addressed, because research is what keeps us on the cutting edge. It keeps us sustainable. It keeps us in a position where we can protect more natural resources and really be on that level playing field in the trade globally.
To hear the complete conversation with AFBF's Zippy Duval and Ron Hayes, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, September U.S. pork exports were slightly lower than a year ago, but maintained a robust pace. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows pork exports reached 221,140 metric tons, about 1% less than last year, while export value dropped 4% to $643.7 million. For the first three quarters of the year, pork exports rose 9% year over year to 2.13 million metric tons and climbed 7% in value to almost $6 billion. Pork exports achieving another 200 million month in Mexico is fantastic, says USMEF President and CEO Dan Halstrom. Beef exports continued struggling compared to 2022, but also showed increasing strength in Western Hemisphere markets. Beef exports totaled 98,757 metric tons, about 15% below last year and the lowest total we've seen in 2023. Value fell 12% to $797.5 million. Exports were lower across the board in Asia, but did pick up a little momentum in Mexico, Canada, and other locations. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you, no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.